Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time. Say not for months, then come the harvest.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily gospel broadcast with special emphasis on missions and rural evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Dr. Ballou and today's broadcast.
It's harvest time.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. It's a joy and privilege to come to your place of listening again today and share together with you another gospel broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege it's mine to come to the radio microphone and send out the message of the Word of God. I'm grateful and thankful to God for the radio stations that carry the broadcast, and then for you, the listener, that makes it worth our time to come to the radio microphone and send out the message of the Word of God. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege, and my desire is that I might help you and honor Christ through the preaching of the Word of God. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll be a part of the broadcast day after day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Thank you again for listening. Tell others about the broadcast, and we'll study the Word of God together. We're looking at a message this week on the broadcast that I'm simply entitling, "But Preacher, Why Missions?" For the last several years, I began preaching in 1960. I've been preaching at the time I make this broadcast for 42 years. And then for 5 years, I preached as just a young preacher boy. And then I began my first church when I was 23 years old and pastored for 17 years. In 1982, I left the pastorate and went into evangelism. And at that time, I was preaching a few mission meetings. And God just turned the course of our ministry to missions. And before I knew it, week after week, month after month, I was preaching almost every week of my life in mission conferences and mission revivals, missions meetings. And for a number of years, I preached in the area of 50 meetings on missions every year. And God's been so gracious, and I praise Him for that. But being involved as I am in the work of missions and have been through these years, I run upon the question often, "Preacher, why missions?" And to be honest with you, some of them do not say it, but I see it in their face. I hear it in the tone of their voice. "But why do we have a mission meeting? Why do we have to give our money? And why do we send out the missionaries? Why? And that question arises, and I was meditating upon it, and then the Lord gave me this message. "But preacher, why missions?" And I have really three answers I want to give to that, but I'm still dealing with the first one. "Preacher, why missions?" And I submit to you, we must be involved in missions because of the commandment of the Scriptures. This Bible is very plain in its teaching of missions. It's a book of missions. You open the Word of God and you find somebody going somewhere telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, missions is a New Testament doctrine, but we have it introduced to us in typology in the Old Testament, all the way back to Genesis chapter number 3, the Garden of Eden becoming the first mission field, the Lord Himself becoming the first missionary, and Adam and Eve becoming the first missions converts. And it still continues because God still loves sinners too much to let them go to hell and everybody stay at home and nobody go tell them. So we ask the question, "Preacher, why missions?" And I answered it because of the command of the Scriptures. And we've looked at the Great Commission as it's given in these different places in the work of God. The last chapter of Matthew, the last chapter of Mark, the last chapter of Luke, and then the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8 gives us the Great Commission in these four places. And then in John 20:21, the Bible said that Jesus said to the disciples after His resurrection, "As the Father has sent Me, even so send IU. And when we look at the command of the scriptures, we're just analyzing the Great Commission. And we're in Matthew chapter number 18, chapter 28, and beginning with verse number 18. But I begin and got down yesterday in verse number 19, and we're dealing with the word go. And I looked at the word go and asked the question, go who? Who is to go? We found that the saints of God, the sons of God, the servants of God are to be going somewhere telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, may I say this statement that I made on yesterday's broadcast. You see, in the work of missions in the local church, there are three groups of people concerning missions. There is or there are those who are go missionaries. They've heard the call of God. They've left home and they're going somewhere else in the world helping carry out the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, there are those who we would call co-missionaries. They do not go, but they labor together. They pray. They provide for the missionaries that are going and to become co-laborers. And the Word of God teaches plainly, them that stay with the stuff will receive the same of the spoil of the goods of those that go. They'll share together. Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 17, it's not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. He's giving those words to the supporting church at Philippi that supported his ministry. So go who? Go ye. And there's the go missionary, there's the co-missionary, and then sad to say, there are some in our churches that are no missionary. They neither go nor co. And as far as they're concerned, the world could go to hell, and the world will go to hell if some of us do not get awakened to the responsibility that God gives to us. But now I want to look today a step farther, and we're just progressing through this study of the Word of God as the Holy Ghost directs us. But not only I ask the question, when I say the command of the Scripture, we look at go who, but second in this commandment, go where. Where are we to go? Well, Matthew tells us in Matthew 28 and verse number 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And then the Bible said in Mark chapter number 16, verse number 15, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter number 24 and verse number 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So then the Bible said in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, the Bible said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, where? Both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And then the Bible said again, I'm talking about go where? Where are we to go? Matthew said, teach all nations. Mark said, all the world. Luke said in chapter number 24, verse number 47, among all nations, all nationalities of people. And then Luke said again, as he pins it down in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, he said, at Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now, historically, I did not get in on the Jerusalem ministry. Historically, I did not get in on the Judean ministry. Historically, I did not get in on the Samaritan ministry. But I did get in on that last part, to the uttermost part of the earth. One day, somebody brought the gospel to me. I was saved by the grace of God, and God handed it to me and told me to go tell others. But then I want to mention one other place mentioned in the scriptures that tells us where we're to go. Not only does it mention teach all nations, all the world, among all nations, and to the uttermost part of the earth, but then Luke says very plainly in chapter 14, verse number 23 of Luke's gospel, he said, go into the highways and the hedges. You see, don't ever get so wrapped up in foreign missions that you miss the mission work that needs to be done right where you live. I remind you, there are multitudes of mission fields across the sea. Sure there is. There's mission fields all across the states. But I remind you, there's a mission field on your street. So where we're going Anywhere there is a sinner, there's a need that somebody go tell them of the marvelous saving grace of God. Let me say it one more time. Mark 16, he said, go ye therefore and preach all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That verse teaches us every creature needs a preacher. So go who? Go ye, sons of God, saints of God, servants of God. Go where? Go ye into all the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go ye therefore and preach in repentance and remission of sin among all nations. And go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. And may I say to you, I see nothing wrong with us using that geographical layout as far as we're concerned today. You see, our Jerusalem would be our surrounding area around our home. And then our Judea could be our county, our state. And then Samaria is our neighbor. And then the uttermost part of the earth. That's all the world. So where are we to go? Anywhere there's a sinner, we're to go tell them of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, why do that? Well, I'll remind you that Christ died for all. All are sinners. All are dead in trespasses and sin. And for anyone to be saved, they must hear the marvelous gospel of the grace of God. So go who? Sons of God, saints of God, servants of God. Go where? All nations, all the world, to the uttermost part of the earth, to the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Well, I see the clock on the wall tells me I don't have much time to deal with the next thought, but I will deal, the Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow on this thought. Not only go who, go where, but go what. What does a missionary do when he goes to the field? Let me say this before I leave the air. The missionary goes to the field to do the same job the local church is supposed to be doing here on the home field. We'll study that, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for the open door that's mine to come to the radio microphone day after day and share with you the message from the Word of God. I appreciate you listening, and I'm grateful to God for the radio stations that carry the broadcast. Let me encourage you today that you pray for this ministry, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not want to waste my time and your time and radio station time and the broadcast not be a blessing. And then I want to encourage you that you write to us. A letter from you would be a blessing to us. Let us know who you are, where you're at, and if the broadcast is a blessing to you. And then I encourage you, if the Lord would lead you to do so, that you share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time. That's 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. You spell Resaca, R-E-S-A-C-A. And be sure to join us again each day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you is our prayer.